The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Live from State Street and the old National Bank Studio,
this is Waddle and Sylvie.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Wrapping things up here at Heisman's downtown Naperville. This was a great place, man. And great for football on Saturdays and Sundays. Thanks to everybody. We had a great crowd. Everybody here at Heisman's, all the fans who came out, thank you so much.
Fantastic. They've all enjoyed the food, too. I see everybody with a plate.
The food's great.
I'm still trying to wolf down this wing here, kid.
They're incredible. Thank you to Keeper's Heart Irish American Whiskey for coming out here with us today and pouring some samples for everybody. Jake Cantu, job well done. Back at the shop, I think we drove Black and Abdallah batty today.
I think we did.
Thank you. By the way, we
tried to stay focused. We tried to stay focused, but there were a lot of distractions.
Scrolling through Twitter, I had mentioned a little while ago when we were talking about Chiefs-Colts, it looks like Shaq Leonard's making his debut. If you guys hit me up on Twitter and said, Carm, Frank Reich met the media like an hour ago and ruled Leonard out, I'm surprised at that because he was trending to play. I don't know what's going on there. So I didn't realize that. I had said it looked like he was going to make his season debut. Guys, thank you for the heads up. We've been on the air. I did not see that news. So it looks like Shaq Leonard's missing another game. I still think the Colts, very desperate. I think they should play reasonable. We'll see. Maybe not a game I'll play on its own, but I do have it in my cover five. We'll see how that goes. Thank you to Mike North for joining us. Thanks to Connor McKnight from McKnight at the Movies. And let's get back to the shop for Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. Brought to you by Club Hawthorne, the great Club Hawthorne app. Happy Friday, boys.
Happy
it's a football Friday.
Friday.
What's going on,
Jen? You know why you didn't have the info on Shaq Leonard, right?
Why is that?
Because of your slow modem.
The slow modem.
Oh,
I mean, Sylvie.
It was buffering.
What am I supposed to do? Like, the modem's new. The TV's new. Like, what?
Everything's new.
I don't know. What am I missing?
It is hilarious. This is my new favorite segment is when you come
Carm's
on.
Anger?
Come on. Well, not just Carm's anger. That I love that to begin with. But on Fridays after the Amazon Prime game, when Carmen not only is wondering what he's doing wrong with his Amazon Prime, Yurko's dropping jokes like, hey, you must spend $100 in order to continue this feed and go shopping. That was a great take, too, Yurko.
Thank you.
Right. And then Carmen getting mad at the people who come at him trying to tell him what he does and what he's doing
Get
wrong.
A new modem. Like, the modem is new, dude. I mean,
they don't just say, get a new modem. They go, hey, jackass, why don't you upgrade your modem?
Right. And if you see anybody that asks on Twitter, like, that's the response. They get all this vitriol from people about, hey, get a stupid old man, get a new modem. Like,
that's the font, three months old. That's a special font as well.
I mean, like, I don't. So, did you guys have any trouble with it last night?
I had no trouble yesterday.
I had buffering.
Oh, did you have buffering?
Yeah. I had buffering.
I was cool. It was less delayed yesterday, so I was okay.
You know what it was? It was same old bitch. I mean, you knew you were going to get 17 points from the team he was quarterbacking, right?
That's true.
So that was, that was kind of standard.
You know, guys, it shouldn't even matter anymore.
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter. It's like everybody's moved on. But he is what he is. Like, and I hate to make it that granular or that simple.
That's right. Like, listen.
He just is what he is.
He is, as we've all said, he is not the worst quarterback in the National Football League. But if you need someone to come in and help jolt your offense, you're going to get 17 points.
Right.
Like, I think you saw bad Mitch last week against the Patriots. Last night was good Mitch.
Right. It's still 17
points. And it's still 17 points is the point here is that, I guess you can find your way into a certain, stratosphere with a guy who does what Mitch does. But if you think he's going to take you to the promised land playing football like that in 2022, I just think you're going to be disappointed.
Carmen, go ahead, Sylvie.
I got a tip for you, though, too. Iceman and Twitch says, and I was thinking about this, too. Yesterday I did go through Comcast on their apps, and it did work okay for me. But if you have a smart TV Instead of going through the cable feed or going through cable to get to the app, use your smart TV and go to Prime that way. Maybe it's more of a direct connection.
So that's interesting. I haven't done that. I've just gone through the Comcast, like I say, into the remote, Amazon Prime. It launches Prime, and then I started streaming the game. So that's an interesting take.
You could do that, or look, go on your phone, put Amazon on through your phone, and project it on your TV.
And cast it?
Mirror it, yeah, cast it, whatever the term is.
I think
there are different ways to sort of get around it. Eventually, look. Won't Amazon be like any other channel we ultimately get? And the interface will work where we'll be able to flip through and channel surf using this, just like we go to HBO and ESPN? I mean, this has got to be something they're working on, right?
Right. You're probably right. I'm also looking in the Twitch chat. Yurko's eating a chicken wing, and somebody said, Yurko's like watching an animal in the zoo eat that chicken wing. And somebody asked about our Cover 5. Yes, the code is CJ22. Go to the Cover 5 app, play for free. You just join our league, CJ22. So, yeah, and watching Yurko eat a chicken wing is quite special.
Thank you.
Yes.
It was a pterodactyl wing, though, wasn't it?
What's that?
I was under the impression it was more like a Flintstones pterodactyl wing.
It is a big one. Like, it's a full-on chicken wing, guys.
It's a big wing, man.
It's like the wing off of a...
Yeah, it's a wing off of a goose.
Like a rooster.
Yeah, have you had a goose wing before?
I don't know. I've never had a goose wing, but
don't kill the rooster, man. I'm telling you right now.
It's the wing off the cock of the walk. Let's put it that way. That's what it is.
Lift it up, Yurko.
Yurko, show the Twitch.
Show your play.
That's a chicken wing.
Look at the size of that thing, man.
Waddle's looking at it. I can see Waddle.
I got something gelatinous over here. Let me get that off.
It's a real deal.
Look at the size of that thing, huh, man?
It's unbelievable.
Size of my head.
That's what you throw in the alligator pit to feed the alligators.
Exactly. That's exactly what it looks like.
That's what you want. I heard Yurko the other day complaining about some non-meaty wings.
Right.
You don't want to go to an establishment and have like a little, all that work to get like... A couple of bites on that little baby wing?
But that's just it. I mean, they're sold by, like, you know how they sell shrimp? Like, they call 30 count for a pound.
Right.
You know, or 60 count for a pound.
Those are the bigger ones.
That's how they sell the wings. These are like 3 wings for a pound of wings.
Yeah, they're...
Whereas some places you go to, it's like a 70 count.
Right.
Like the Cornish hens, I think they're running out of regular ones. They're getting Cornish hens and cornering the market.
When you order wings at Heisman, what's the tab on those wings versus...
I think it's 14 bucks
14
for those 3
wings. Right, so it's 6 wings for basically 6 pieces for 14 bucks.
Right.
Then I had the chicken thigh sandwich because you guys know what a big fan of thighs I am.
Who isn't?
Yeah, and you know, that was a tasty little morsel too with coleslaw on there and a nice little piney sauce on there.
It looked amazing. I mean, big fried chicken sandwich, it looked pretty awesome.
Did you have the macaroni donut?
We did not.
Why?
I don't know.
That intrigued me. That sounded like a walking heart attack there.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds good, but I don't know, man.
Did you hear, Waddle? It's a donut. It's a donut fried with it's
macaroni and cheese on the inside.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. It does sound like unbelievably decadent.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's decaying.
It really does.
Love food.
So what are we, how are we feeling with Lovie coming back, Tom? Bears are 2-0 against Lovie straight up and against the spread. They beat him twice.
He's got some defensive issues injury-wise. I believe today Roquan didn't practice again, and Jalen Johnson is limited too.
So what's up with Roquan all of a sudden?
It's a hip.
It was a no practice all week.
That's
what has me worried.
Yeah, and Dion when we talked to her, I think on Wednesday, that he was walking around the locker room and stuff and seemed to be in pretty decent shape. And I think even Biggs tweeted that the thought was he was going to be available on Sunday, but he hasn't practiced all week.
So we'll talk to Courtney at 3 about that, and we'll find out.
And Jalen Johnson was limited? Was that the update?
Jalen Johnson
he's
had an issue.
Questionable. Right?
Avelis Jones, I believe, is doubtful.
I think he's doubtful, yeah. I believe I did see that.
And then who's their other linebacker? Adams?
Yeah, Matt
Adams. Hammy?
Got some defensive issues. Sylvie, I thought you made a good point the other day when you talked about like Velas's injury and how quickly, especially for the young guys, these can go from like, you don't think it's anything serious, and then all of a sudden week 4 it's like a huge problem and a whole season is lost for a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, like it's kind of scary.
And then he's a 26-year-old rookie. Like I remember Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots, just recently talking about N'Keal Harry, who the Bears acquired. And he talked about what went wrong and how in his first camp He looked really good as their first-round draft pick. Right? I think he was a first-round pick.
He was,
with Tom Brady. And then, sure enough, he got hurt. And then all of it, and especially with the way the Patriots move, when the train leaves the station, the train really leaves the station with Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels at that time. The Bears train is going much, much slower, so he may be able to catch up. But and that changed the course of his career in New England. You get that slow start, and a lot of times for these guys, it's hard enough to develop in the National Football League. And then when you're already behind and other guys are passing you, you got a lot of ground to make up. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen here with Velus.
Yeah, it's brutal. I'd love to see him on the field a little bit, you know. I mean, I think we all would. We're all sort of intrigued.
The good thing is, as you mentioned, though, that when your passing attack averages 77 yards per game, that train is moving awful slow.
Right.
So
I don't
maybe you can't catch it.
Maybe they're catching up to him still.
I don't mind if he misses a little bit and waits for Josh Fields to develop a little bit and then gets back.
Or Justin.
I've done that before, too.
Josh Fields.
I had him as number 12 earlier today,
too. Yeah, he did.
He was a quarterback at Oklahoma State as well, wasn't he?
It's what Kenny did best. Kenny did two things very, very well. He would sign a bunch of over-the-hill players that he used to love, like Ken Griffey Jr. And Manny Ramirez and Jose Canseco. Robbie Alomar. Tail end of their career. And then he would draft a bunch of former quarterbacks to play baseball.
Remember Joe Borchardt, Sylvie?
Yeah, of course I did.
I mean, think about it. You wonder why the White Sox, really? Because they're busy drafting quarterbacks to play baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, is it anyone?
Maybe the Bears should draft baseball players.
Well, Ryan Pace should draft baseball players. Kenny Williams should draft the Bears quarterback.
Yeah. He did. He drafted Komet.
It's freaking believable. What did he say? What
Tyler time? Said he did. He drafted Komet.
Cole Komet was a baseball player, right?
That's pretty good.
Oh, boy.
I mean, Yurko made me promise after he gave me like 30, it was like the old hockey horn. So he gave me about 90 seconds on the White Sox. And he said, "Now shake on it. You won't talk about him again."
But let's be honest with each other. We don't want to talk about White Sox baseball right now.
Can you believe the way this week went?
When you look back on 2022 and you're going to say what disappointed you the most, if I'm Carmen DeFalco,
brutal.
The first thing I'm thinking about is the Chicago White Sox.
Just brutal.
First and only thing.
It's been that bad.
I thought Yurko was right where he said the whole season was long and painful and drawn out, and you're just waiting. And in three games, it just goes poof.
Yeah.
Just
disappeared like a fart in the wind.
They're irrelevant now until they decide on who their next manager is. Nothing the rest of the year matters on what the White Sox do. Let's find out about Tony. Who's their next manager? Who are the guys they're going to keep? Who are the guys they're going to go acquire? Who's going to take accountability? But none of these last games matter.
Well, like you said yesterday, Sylvie, don't just promote Miguel Olivo. Like, do a managerial search here.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah. And Cairo's shown that he's...
I said Miguel Olivo. That's because of your yesterday. Miguel Cairo. He called him Miguel Olivo.
What a great influence I have.
I know. Don't promote Miguel Cairo.
Do a search. How about a real coaching search? A real managerial search? That would be refreshing.
It would be. Like, and do it for real. Even if you love, they love the kid that's managing their double-A team. And maybe he is the right choice. Like, that's fine. If you ultimately settle on him... That's fine, but, like, how about open it up?
Let's get him on board.
How about kick the tires on some guys and talk to some people and interview some people and ask other teams? And how about, like, actually go through the process of figuring out, hey, who is best for this job while we have these young players we believe in? Like, who's really the best man for this job right now?
You know, too, when you do a search, it also opens your eyes to other people's ideas, even if you don't hire them. So, if you interview 5 or 7 guys and 5 of the 7 tell you, guys, Moncada's a dog. You must get rid of him. We don't take him seriously on X team and this team. And I would have no use for him. And if that's the overwhelming statement, maybe it could shine a light on some other things that you may not be thinking about as an organization.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that 100%. I hope they, with them, who knows? I mean, we've detailed... their issues, their problems, their missteps. Yeah. I mean, we really have. So who knows, Sylvia?
Sometimes you got to subtract to add.
If I was counseling a potential managerial candidate, I would tell that person to tell Jerry and Kenny and Rick that you love right-handed power and that you like first baseman. And I'd like to have an entire list of DHs just so I can choose from guys every day. And you're going to get the job, right? I mean,
yeah, that's it. The job's yours.
Our kind of guy right here.
and tell Kenny that he should keep drafting
college quarterbacks. And by the way, you don't have to pay me. Don't pay me. I'll do it for free.
Draft more college quarterbacks.
And fantastic.
You'll fit right in.
Can I bring something up from Crosstalk Unhinged that Please. We just found out about in the pre-show fist fight?
What happened?
First of all, rave reviews from management. There's been a controversy lately over the topics that we've discussed.
First 10 minutes, rave review.
Right. We don't know. I don't know why he stopped at 10 minutes if it was so good.
Right.
This is so good, these first 10 minutes. I must hit pause right now and stop. That's what our big boss told us. Because he knew he set me off last week when he was critiquing our topics.
And don't want to set Sylvie off, God forbid.
Sylvie got himself a shout-out on Greeny's show today, so the world
Dude,
is all good for us.
Big time, Sylvie.
Yeah, nice job, Sylvie.
That's big
thank
time.
God, there's no tension in our studio now.
Yeah, thank heavens.
So during Unhinged this week, we were telling shower stories about where some former Bears players would pee on other people who were shampooing their hair. You can
just saying I've seen that happen before. That's all I'm saying.
So you can, and Waddle didn't name names. I think he said an offensive lineman.
I don't think I even went that direction.
Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't remember.
Erroneous.
Erroneous on all accounts.
So download that on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcast, Crosstalk Unhinged. We found out today from Danny Zetterman that Zetterman once got peed on by Waddle.
Really?
That sounds really bad.
Because you guys were side by side at the urinal?
However you just said that, he just said that and stepped away from his microphone and just let everyone out there think what they wanted to think. I think you need to add a little bit of, texture to this.
Is it the texture or the context that you guys were side by side in the urinals and, like, there was some splash? That
no, it wasn't even accidental splash. It was purposeful splash.
You turned, Tommy?
I think the story goes, as Danny told it, that he was standing at a stall. I was standing in the sit-down stall, but using stand-up procedure, and actually said, "Hey, Danny, look out." And then, like tried to throw a scare at him by peeing on the ground next to him a little bit.
Can you do this?
That's the way the story went. That's the way the story went. I don't recall. I'll plead the fifth.
I don't remember.
You're an animal. This was...
Oh, you guys, all of you compound sand. You guys have all done crappy things to people in your lives
I've never peed on somebody at work.
Not a coworker. I've never urinated on a coworker.
This is amazing.
Some folks pay extra for that, Tom.
This is an incredible revelation. I'm sorry. Well, I don't like telling Danny, hey, heads up.
I never heard this.
I don't recall. I have no recollection of said event. I'm not saying it happened or it didn't happen. I just don't have any recollection.
You know that? I will say that, like, Sylvie and I used to do, like, the high school prank. And I know we did this a time or two to Waddle and Yurko. Like, they'd be in the stall making a number two. And, like, we did a huge clump of paper towels and
wet them.
And just chuck them over.
Launch them over, yeah.
We used to do that.
I know that, but what is that symbolic?
Like, you guys are real mature. You're real grown up.
What is that symbolic of, though? Like,
I don't know.
Toilet paper.
We just thought it was
funny. Pour some chocolate milk on it or something, and then throw it.
You're like, if you really want to pull a prank.
Waddle's taking a deuce. Let's throw some wet paper towels at it.
Well, at least I locked the door when I'm sitting down, Carm.
That's true.
Like, you just leave the door open.
Touche.
The key is you got to wet the paper towel and not squeegee it out.
Right.
You know, so it's a heavy. Yes. And that way, when it makes contact.
So, like, you think that someone peed on a paper towel and then threw it?
It's not to disguise what we're doing. It's just to get you wet. And so,
exactly.
Yeah. Why don't I just use a water balloon then? Or just bring in a hose?
Like, I got a bunch of balloons handy.
We really are. I don't know. It's, like, quite remarkable.
Yeah, the immaturity level here is just astounding.
It's remarkable. I love it.
I'm shocked.
All right, boys, what's coming up on the show today?
So it's a football Friday, exactly what you guys were talking about. Look, if you want to react to any of the Sox stuff, but I'm more with Yurko on this. It's a football Friday.
Yeah.
I think the Bears get in the win column this weekend. We've got a same game parlay to promote and to tell people about. I got one of my friends said this week's was better than last week's.
Ooh.
So he likes it better. We'll tell you how you can get it. Courtney Cronin at 3, Doug Gazarian with the picks for the weekend as well. Our buddy Pat Tomasulo is coming on to talk about a great cause that he's got working, and he's a funny guy.
Well, dude, he's funny, man.
Pat is funny.
Pat's stand-up is funny.
I watch him all the time. He went after radio guys the other day, the other morning.
Who do you go after?
Because of the Justin Fields stuff.
Oh,
so
this
he was
is good.
Going after the radio sports shows. Oh, yes, he was.
He's still funny.
I watch every minute. He had some stand-up on also during the week. But the point was, he went after us as a unit.
Okay, so let's go after him. We'll go bring him on to promote his charity and then go after him.
It changes.
Justin Fields. What the hell do you guys talk? Fields. Justin. Can I just talk to Fields?
Justin Fields.
Strawberry Fields.
All right,
one.
Boys.
And then did you, what was I going to bring up to you guys, too? Speaking of comedians, did you guys see the one comedian who was with his, like, new girlfriend crying over the game? It's been going around Instagram.
No.
It's pretty funny. Like, a lot of people think it's legit.
But I did see it.
This is a Chicago comedian who's doing the bet. He's wearing sweatbands, wristbands.
It's hilarious.
And he's crying, and she's filming him. She's like, "Are you crying?
Are those tears?"
I saw it.
Yeah, it was very, very funny.
All right, Waddle and Sylvia are next. Boys, have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll see everybody on Monday. Hope to see you in Palatine tonight. Try to qualify for the trip to Dallas. Thanks again to Keeper's Heart Irish American Whiskey, and thanks everybody here at Heisman. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll recap Bears and Texans in the rest of Week 3 in the NFL on Monday, and Waddle and Sylvie are next.
I'm no psychic, but I do believe I can predict maybe one thing in your future, like you breaking up with your big-name wireless carrier, because, look, after hearing about Xfinity Mobile's biggest wireless deal yet, why wouldn't you? Now you can get the best price for two lines of unlimited. Just $30 a line per month, saving you hundreds on your wireless bill a year over T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon, all on the fastest mobile service. It's the best kept secret in wireless. A pretty solid prediction on my behalf as well. Start seeing savings today. Switch to the fastest mobile service, Xfinity Mobile, now with the best price on two lines of unlimited. Just $30 a line per month. Xfinity Internet is required. Price comparison for two unlimited lines under available 5G pricing plans on top three carriers. Taxes and fees are extra. Reduce speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage per line. Most reliable based on Root Metrics U.S. report. Results vary. Not an endorsement. Comcast analysis of mobile Wi-Fi and cellular data from Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Q2 of 2022.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
All right, Waddle and Sylvie on this Football Friday. Anything you want to talk about, be our guest, 312-332-3776.
Feels like this so-called football weather now, doesn't it? Little coldness in the air, a little crispy outside.
I taught you a term yesterday. It feels autumnal.
Yeah, I still, that one's not going to stick, but I'll buy it. No.
Autumn. No, I don't. Feels like football. You just want it. Feels like football.
Feels like football. Keep your autumnal over there, Mr. Smart Pants.
Just give me some football weather.
Yeah. You know what it smells like? It smells like rawhide and pigskin. Autumnal. And I'm going to put a sweater on because it's autumnal outside.
And charcoal grills for a tailgate and beer, right? I mean, that's what it is.
Well, every day smells like beer to me.
That's another thing. Lambeau smells so good, too.
It does.
And that whole area, you have so many people grilling, and it's fantastic. And Soldier Field, it's going to be interesting.
It smells like victory, too, up at Lambeau, doesn't it? Depending on who you are,
green-colored victory.
Yeah.
Green puke-colored victory.
I never felt like the smell of puke came into the equation. Did you see a lot of puking up there?
I did not. No, I didn't see anybody puke.
No,
I didn't. No, I'm just saying that color is that pukey color. It's the,
okay.
You know when you go on your emoji on your phone and you write puke in, isn't it
green
shows,
and gold comes up?
It shows green. Yeah, I think it shows.
That's
green.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. The vomit is, I don't know why that is, but vomit is green on the emoji.
Yeah, I think their colors, I don't like their
colors.
What
is the most common color of your vomit when you puke? It's going to be directly tied to what you eat.
It's more of a pinkish kind of hue, isn't it?
I think that the pink puke is probably the most revolting.
Maybe a little yellow.
That's the bile in your stomach when there's nothing left at the very end of your puking session.
By the way, worst form of puking is when you get to that point in the bile.
And it's burning as it comes up. Ugh. Coming out your nose, so your nostrils are burning and your throat's burning.
I think the first one, when you're like trying to win versus the puke and you're trying to offset the feeling and that it will pass. And then when you know that there's nope, you're not getting by it, and you're running for that toilet, and then you're basically breaking the seal, that to me is the worst part about it. And that big, long first gag, like I told you, some people can just do it like they're spitting something. I do it where there's all this heaving
full body heave
and gagging and until it comes, like there's like four or five gags until it finally comes up. Don't
growing up, right? Yes. Got it.
And then the chunk quotient.
Oh, that's horrible.
And the liquid to chunk quotient.
That's why, like, how about when you throw, that's why when I see puke, I want to puke.
Me too.
Yeah. What about, though, when you throw up shortly after you've just eaten something so that it's almost like your taste is almost like you just ate it again?
And that's ruined, like, some alcohols for me. Yeah. Like, when it's ruined gin for me. I've never gone back to gin.
Me
too. We both have the gin
thing. Kamikaze shots.
Right.
Dude, same thing. As a freshman at Loyola, tequila shots.
Yes.
Dude, I don't think I drank tequila for a decade after
that. It took me a while to come back, too. And now you know I'm... But, because we were drinking super cheap tequila, and the only time we were doing the shots is when we were overserved to begin with.
Yeah.
So that's what you would usually taste with the lime and the salt.
You wasn't sipping tequila after dinner that you were doing back in the day.
No.
So, some good puke stories for you to start the show.
I hope you're not eating, everybody. But... 312-332.
Why don't we start the day with Howard giving us hell about our parlay, telling us why it's so good.
Guys, the parlays are for suckers. Yeah. Why don't you just go to their house and take their money, and that would be easier instead of just making a bet. And by the way, the Vikings are going to rebound this week against the Lions. You bet on Kirk Cousins for 3 touchdowns. Guys, I'll hang up and listen. Is that a good Howard
from
Skokie?
That was good. Wait, I don't even think we need to take Howard's call now.
Howard from Skokie here on ESPN 1000. Did I nail it?
No, I was giving you a parlay on the Bears. I was going to take the Bears. I was going to take Montgomery on the over and Fields on the under and the yardage.
What is the yardage under?
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless it's less than 100, I would take the under.
You know what, Howard? Why you got to do that?
I would figure it's about 180 would be my guess.
Though. Well, remember again, this Texans defense is not quite as stout as the 49ers or the Green Bay Packers.
They can't stop the run.
Well, they can't. They give up 163 yards and change on the ground. But they do hold opponents, again, very small sample size. 2 games is a small sample size. But they only give up 18 points per game. So, obviously, as we've been advertising all week, it's the quintessential Lovie Smith defense that bends but does not break or hasn't broken.
And that's why Montgomery is the pick and the Bears are the pick. I want to throw one White Sox thing out, and I'm not a White Sox fan. Cleveland had injury loss games this year of like $658 or less than $3 million of the payroll. The White Sox are over 1,300, and I think it was 23 in payroll, or maybe it was 25. The Twins were at 2,100. I don't care what team you are and what sport. If your top 7, 8 guys are out, you aren't going to win. And it could be football, it could be baseball, it could be basketball. It doesn't make a difference. Cleveland, Houston, and Baltimore had literally no injuries this year, and all three, Houston's a good team. I would say Cleveland and Baltimore aren't, but they stayed healthy. The teams that are injured are not going to win. And I'm not a Kenny Williams fan, and I'm not a White Sox fan. But if you're not healthy, you can't compete.
That's a fair statement, Howard, but I think what we have questioned or asked ourselves quite a bit the last couple of years is, why is this team consistently hurt, especially when it comes to muscle pulls?
Right, and why do they consistently, like, they did a bad job rehabbing. They did a bad job with how they handled Robert's injury with his wrist. Never put him on the IL. Never got it right. Howard, you're right. To not have Tim Anderson over the last 6 to 7 weeks, where it's been super important, and he's a vital part of the team, is huge. You're right. But if you blame injuries when you assess the end of the season and solely blame that, then you're lying to yourself. Then you're lying to yourself.
You don't solely blame that, but you also don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. As you're going to tell me if Robert and Anderson, and you pick your choice of one other starting pitcher isn't healthy, that this team doesn't beat out Cleveland? Or if Cleveland has injuries...
I don't know. They underachieved all year. I mean... Think about some of the replacements, though, they got. Like Elvis Andrews was a replacement who was one of their best players down the stretch. Think about Johnny Cueto, who wasn't a part of the team. Where would they be without him? They like Danny Mendick, while he was – that was another bad injury, but he filled in nicely early in the year and was super red hot. So
Would you rather have Anderson at shortstop?
Of course. Of course.
Okay, then you just answered.
I'm agreeing with you. This is a vitally flawed team from top to bottom, from the players to the lineup to the positions to the manager to the front office to the owner. And if they don't really want to examine it under the hood, they will continue to not go anywhere.
100%. And Kenny should be gone and should have been gone for years ago. But this year, you can't blame them. This year's injuries.
No, that's not true.
It could be the strike season also.
To say that they can't be blamed, this is
they were a hideous team defensively. They ran the bases poorly, whoever was out there.
They can't catch a relay throw. They can't run the bases. It's put together wrong. They didn't go far enough to adding in the offseason. Come on, Howard.
I would use the Cleveland Indians, or the Guardians, rather, to be an example of, look, you don't have to have a roster filled with over-the-top players. You need quality players, but if you're good at identifying talent and filling gaps, you can put together a good team.
Right.
Hey, and you brought it up, Sylvie. Elvis Andrews, in 31 games, hit .305, had a .345 on base, homered 6 times, and had 8 stolen bases without being caught.
Right.
I submit to you, he
was a better
Tim
replacement.
Tim Anderson, you get that from Tim Anderson in that span of time? That's about a Tim Anderson-level player.
I'm just saying, hey, right, and I've seen it with the Bulls, and it's why Jerry drives me crazy. To go back to the post and think that better health is going to be a solution is not a real solution. I've seen it too many times with teams in town. Yes, injuries are important. Yes, injuries hurt the White Sox. You're lying to yourself if you don't admit that. Of course, to not have Luis Robert, he was a shell of himself in the last couple months of the season. That's so hard. You would love
Anderson. They were obviously playing him for his defensive prowess because he was absolutely hindered at the plate with his injury.
But I could also argue that when Grandal got injured, they were better off without Grandal. Yeah. When Moncada would go down, they weren't really missing anything when Moncada was down the first several months of the season. There were some of their replacements actually played better.
I think the best point about this is look, they do have some talent. No one would deny that. But if you go back to the gate with the same group and just bank on better health, I think you're going to be disappointed again in the 2023 results.
And why are they signing a pitcher who can't pitch on back-to-back days to start the year? And are you shocked that Joe Kelly was hurt for a lot of the year and then didn't perform? If you're signing damaged goods to begin with and you're giving him a boatload of money, like, you should have to wear him being hurt and him not pitching as well as he's pitched before. They are a hugely flawed team from top to bottom. It's not just Tony. It's not just injuries. It's not just the players. It's not just the front office. It's not just the owners. It is everything wrong with the White Sox. And now we've already spent way too long on the White Sox.
And break.
Do you want? I'm looking for the. Why am I not? Do I have to sign in and sign out for this to get our parlay? Is it already up, Tyler, on DraftKings?
Yeah, it's up there now.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the NFL section, and then there's like the little NFL. I'm trying to find it now. If you hit the little NFL tab on, like, it's got MLB, tennis, CFB, NFL. You hit the NFL one where they're all lined up next to each other. And then if you slide through, you'll see the Waddle and Sylvie Love M's parlay.
It's Mooney.
M&M's.
It is Monty, and it is Moneyline. That is what we have formed together.
I liked your advertisement of it as the Full Monty on our text.
It's the Waddle and Sylvie Full Monty Parlay. And here's what we've got in store. I'll share it with you when we come back. I'll give you all the details. It's the Full Monty. I gave you a hint. And there's one that may be controversial for Bears fans. You may be apprehensive. I will try to give you a sales pitch on why I think this guy is going to bounce back with a pretty decent game this weekend. And you guys could tell me if you agree or disagree. 312-332-3776 if you want to react. What do you expect from the Bears? How often will they have Justin Fields throw the football? How much passing do you want to see in this game? Plus, Courtney Cronin with some not-so-good Roquan Smith news coming up at 3 o'clock.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Our play is to get him the ball, but again, that's not our job. Our job is to get a play call and run it to the best of our ability. So,
yeah, we need to highlight our skill. We know that. We know that. So we're going to try to do a better job of that. We will do a better job. We got, like I said last night, we got great coaches. Those guys are smart. They know how to get it done, and we will get it done.
Matt Eberflus, Justin Fields. Bears and Texans, Lovey's return.
It can't get worse. Can I quickly give you some numbers? The Bears' offense averages 216 yards and 14.5 points per game. They average 77 net passing yards per game. The next-to-last team in the league is the Seahawks. They average 179, more than 100 yards per game, more than the Bears throwing the football. The Bears do rank eighth in rushing yards. They average 140 yards per game on 4.4 yards per carry. They've got 26 first downs this year, ladies and gentlemen. Five have come via the penalty, so 20% of all their first downs are the result of another team stepping on their own foot.
That's a good strategy.
6 of 21 on third downs, and they've allowed 5 sacks.
Yeah, Waddle, you should know better. How long have you been here? You played for the team. You've watched the team. We've done the show together for 15 years. It could always get worse. It can't get worse
in terms of rankings on a lot of these.
Well, I know, because they're at the bottom or towards the bottom. And then someone on Twitch, there's some good comments on Twitch today. Someone on Twitch said, Sylvie's going to try and sell us Cole Kmet. That's the wrong guy. I'm off the Cole Kmet gambling on anything with yards. I still have faith in this guy. And our same game parlay, find it on DraftKings, the Waddle and Sylvie, what are they calling it? The Triple M?
Love the M's.
You're calling it Full Monty.
Full Monty. I love the way that David Montgomery ran the ball in the Green Bay game. We need more of that. Too often he's I think too patient and doesn't really run it with the way he ran it.
When he finds a hole or he gets in stride, he is hard to bring down.
Yes.
That was his MO coming out of college when he was at Iowa State. I think he broke more tackles than anyone in college football, and he's been known as a guy in the NFL that is hard to bring down as well.
So what is this at plus 575, Tyler?
That's what it's at now. It'll fluctuate too as odds move. Yep, okay. It'll fluctuate.
All right, so it's right now it's at plus 575, so it's basically 6-1. Bet 10, win 60. It is Montgomery anytime touchdown. It is, and this is the part that I was selling, Darnell Mooney over 49.5 yards receiving. He has 4 yards receiving so far this year. Luke Getsy, first of all, called him and Justin Fields out. Attention to detail.
Yeah.
That they did not. He was not scared to throw them under the bus. You can even play that, Meller. Like Darnell Mooney's the real deal. We don't know if he's a one or maybe a two, but he's a guy who's productive. He should have chemistry.
Do you really think that was a bus toss? I think that comes up short as a bus toss.
Mooney didn't have great detail with the route.
That's not
where the landmark
toss.
Where you're trying to hit that thing was way off from where he was. Justin could have helped him by throwing him over to that point.
By coaching standpoint, they average
216 yards per game.
You usually don't hear that. There's enough blame to go around, yada, yada, yada.
I'm going to call it honesty. If it happens continuously and they still are averaging 77 passing yards per game and they're throwing it 11 times per game and he's pointing the finger at his players, I'll join you.
I don't have any issue with it. Record show that. I'm going to sell this to you. First of all, I think Mooney for sure and Fields do have chemistry. I think they've worked all offseason together. We're buying Mooney low. If you like, the gamblers always say, I've tried to learn. If you would tell me 2 weeks ago against the Houston Texans before we saw the Bears play that Darnell Mooney's total yardage would be plus 115 or 120, what we got it at would be 49.5 yards as their top receiver, I would sell. Yes, put me down for that. I know he's only got 4 yards. Lovey's defense bends but doesn't break. or sometimes it does break, as we know here.
434 yards allowed per game through two games, 270 of those through the air.
So they have that you can throw on this team. I think as a team, the quarterback and the offensive coordinator wants to get Mooney going. This is ridiculous that he's got 4 yards. He could get that in one play.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah. Only I average 4 yards per catch for this franchise.
So I'm buying low. I'm selling this to you that he's due to get off the schneid, and we're buying him low. And then the third is Bears money line. So Bears to win, David Montgomery to score a touchdown, and Darnell Mooney to go over 49.5 yards.
I think Bears on the money line is probably what brings down the odds, right? Because they're expected to win. But I'm with you, like, I think they're a 2.5-point favorite. I could easily see a 17-16 or a 2019 final here.
All we need them to do is win. And remember, we didn't hint last week, but as I told Perry, who was very critical of our parlay last week, he didn't like it. It was like
your buddy Perry?
My buddy Perry at plus 1,100. We were one hand off at the goal line away to Herbert.
Yeah.
Catching that thing in. Give the ball to Herbert on fourth down. Let him score. They go over 17. Herbert gets the touchdown. I know. I'm going Wani on you. Oh, geez. If they only gave the ball to Herbert at the goal line, we cash in. But that's how close it was. That's how close it was.
And listen, I want people to know as well. I'm betting on our parlays as well. I'm not just throwing them out there and then not partaking.
Gamble responsibly. This is worth, like, put $5, $10 down on it.
I put five on it.
Then we sell it. Oh, come on now.
That's a half a stick for me. You know me. I don't bet very. I bet on small amounts.
So do I, but I'm even going like 15 or 20 on this. We're cashing week.
Now you're bet shaming me. Why are you bet shaming me?
I shouldn't.
Just let me bet what I'm able to gamble with.
Guilty. My fault. I'm sorry. What hat is he
showing?
That's
San Diego.
Diego Padres. You can barely see the logo on that thing. Where's that yellow on it? Right? What's your Padre joke?
Do you know my Padres joke? You know, I call it my Padre underwear. It's yellow in the front and brown in the back.
But San Diego Padre fan coming by. All right, so what do you think about that? 312-332-3776. Don't forget, you can watch us on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. It's all brought to you by our great friends at Bernie's Book Bank. Cap, hoodie, the gang, they raised over $300,000. You, the listeners, you, the fans, you helped get over the $300,000 mark for the kids, for the books, Bernie's Book Bank. Check it out. Coming up next, Courtney Cronin. What's wrong with Roquan Smith, and could he miss this game? We'll talk to Courtney coming up next.